That put his wagon right down low there, and that's what we haul rock off.
Rock around.
Yeah, just haul around there in the field.
Clear a field at the same time.
Huh? Yeah, we haul the rock.
Did you have any wooden fences made up of
boards? Pickets.
Pickets?
Yeah, there's some. There's some
pickets. You said pickets more than paling. Is that...
Well, they used to...
Is there a difference?
They used to call them palings, you know, paling fence, pale garden. They used to split them out, you know, and pale their gardens. And,
Yards,
you know, they sharpen them, you know, kind of make them sharp on the end that's turned up, you know.
How about the different kinds of sacks? You mentioned sugar and flour sacks. What you call those rough, real rough sacks?
Toe sacks.
Toe? Uh-huh.
Some call them gunny sacks, but we always said toe sacks.
More or less.
We always said toe sacks when we was a kid, you know, yeah.
Just gunny sack today, but
about to go to paper now, you know, all the feed sacks now, and they're just paper.
Heavy paper.
Yeah.
And we call the paper bags a poke.
A poke?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Paper poke.
And if the paper poke weighed a lot, did you say when you carried it, you say, this is heavy, I had to, all the way to...
Tote it?
Uh-huh.
that's the old-timey word.
Tote it or lug it,
mm-hmm, yeah.
More than carry, is that?
Oh, yeah, they didn't say carry too much, it's tote.
And in this area, would they say that they would carry you home, meaning take you home from church?
Yes.
Can I carry you home, which would mean I take you home from church?
Yeah, right. They'd say that.
But no, not anymore, right?
No.
you mentioned a workhorse. What did you call that thing that you might put a log in to saw? Like that. The workhorse.
Rack.
That's a rack?
Rack.
The horse had an A-frame, is that right?
Yeah, and had a board right at the top of it, you know, a level in the top, but the horse, saw horse, but that saw rack, you know, you laid stuff in there to saw.
From an X.
Cross them, you know, and lay them right in that cross there.
Uh-huh.
I've got a little one out there, a saw pole with a power saw, just lay them up in it.
I see.
Saw now, rack.
A saw horse, it had four legs, you know, and a piece down the middle. These legs stood out. So your piece went this way, and a leg on each side that stood out like this.
It would end.
That you'd put lumber. You'd have two of these, and you'd put lumber across that and saw that up. Now that they call that saw horses.
Saw horse.
But this other was
rack.
Rack.
I see. How did you sharpen, say, a scythe and a kitchen knife and a razor?
Right there, about all we had was the old grind rock. That old rock gets you turned, you know, and of course they had them rigged up different ways. Some of them had them with pedals, you know, they could sit down on a deal and they had some pedals and you go to pedaling that thing and that old rock would just get up and move, you know, and then some of them, but I always had to turn the running rock for them to sharpen stuff.
I see. Did you ever have a small one in the kitchen to...
Yeah.
Go like that?
Yeah, wet rock.
Yeah, wet rock.
Yeah, I've got two or three right there in that drawer there.
Would you use that on your razor, or did you have a...
Yeah, you got a hone. They call it a hone if it's for a razor. It's real, real fine, you know. It's a razor hone. It's real fine.
And